you've been sold sweet lies by the mainstream personal growth pop culture. That you should just be yourself. That you should go with the flow of life more. That you can manifest the life you want via positive thinking. That you should be kind to yourself, no matter what. That obsessive self-improvement feeds an inherent psychological defect somewhere in the murky depths of your being. That you should do less to get what you want. These lies are comforting, and perhaps they work for some people, but not for me, and they probably won't help you. Those peddling them for profit, or just because they are popular, underestimate just how detrimental a physical imperfection can be. Doesn't it seem that these bland platitudes often come from people, authors, influencers, gurus, who are conventionally attractive, or were for decades of their lives? They are almost certainly also underestimating the significant advantage of being good-looking, while misattributing their success to personal growth principles that appeal to the natural human bent toward laziness. If you, like me, were cursed with a conspicuous physical imperfection, you must life hack relentlessly. You need the underground, unconventional, barely legal, ride the ethical edge shortcuts to what you want. If you're not occasionally called a control freak, you're underestimating the amount of agency you need to bring to bear in life. And when you're called that, just do what I do. Smirk. You need to bring sharper tools to the project of architecting a beautiful life. I'm Jonathan Roseland with Limitless, and this is an audio chapter from my book, How to Be Cross-Eyed, Thriving Despite Your Physical Imperfection, a memoir and life hacking manifesto. For everything mentioned here, check out the link to the multimedia chapter in the description below wherever you are watching or listening to me. And that's also where you can get the updated and revised third edition of the book. Let's dive back into chapter one, Life Hack or Lose Out in Life. As its subtitle implies, you don't have to be cross-eyed to read this book, but it is also not for a general audience of people interested in personal development. It's for that 1 or 2% of the population that has a conspicuous physical imperfection, which I fall into. I'm cross-eyed. If you're reading this, perhaps you are too. I have fairly conspicuous strabismus, which you can see in this photo. I think this uniquely qualifies me to write a book on thriving despite having a physical imperfection. There are certainly people out there with more conspicuous physical imperfections who have it worse than I do. However, the eyes are said to be the windows to the soul. They are indeed a part of nearly every important human interaction. Not having normal eyes has been a disadvantage that I've needed to develop a specific set of skills and life strategies to overcome. I was discussing this book with my lovely fiancé, and she asked if the book's purpose was to help people with physical imperfections boost their self-esteem. Not really. This book is about the life hacks I've employed over the past 20 years. Strategies, methods, and tools that really work to help you overcome the challenge of a physical imperfection and thrive. These things will likely improve your self-esteem, but they will also work if you have low self-esteem, or no self-esteem, or too much self-esteem, as I'm sometimes accused of having. Self-esteem is not my primary focus. There are better books on the subject. My focus is on things that work. This is not your typical self-help book. I've had a pretty interesting life. I've dated a politician's daughter in Medellin, Colombia. I've hung out with spies in Kiev, Ukraine. I've almost died underwater twice. I participated in a bank robbery. And I lost my virginity to a spy. Yes, really. That story is in my second book. I'm a pretty good storyteller, so I think a memoir is the right format for me to write a book, as opposed to the problem, generalization, platitude, strategy, formula that most personal development books follow. About the third edition. This is actually a slimmer version of the book I first published in 2018, which will serve you better. Since then, I've become a real stickler for good grammar. As a few reviewers pointed out, the original book contained more than a few glaring grammatical imperfections. I've done my best to correct those here, with the one remaining that cross-eyed is actually supposed to be hyphenated. These two words appear so many times in this work, reflecting my own persistent physical imperfection, that I'll leave them as they are. The original book contained numerous lurid tales and details of my life as a seducer across three continents. This element of the book was there to illustrate how someone might overcome their conspicuous physical imperfection and enjoy a lively dating life by employing an uncommon set of social dynamics strategies. But this may sully the empowering message of the book for some. It may come across as bragging, or compel female readers to throw the book away in disgust. So I've cut some chapters and stories. If lurid tales and details aren't so off-putting to you, more recently, I wrote a book for men specifically about dating, seduction, and ultimately finding meaning in the enduring embrace of a virtuous woman. Gents, if you're frustrated with dating or the quality of the women you find yourself entangled with, read Don't Stick Your Dick in a Blender. I was banned as an author by Amazon without cogent explanation of what in my work was unacceptable. This is doubly frustrating, as I made a genuine effort to adhere to their content guidelines in the manuscripts I uploaded. The book before you is the uncensored edition. I make no efforts here to appease the nonsensical and vague sensibilities of our big tech overlords. Getting the most out of this book, a few guidelines for high-leverage reading. I'm a big fan of digital books because it's so easy to highlight, take notes, and bookmark resources you want to implement. You'll notice the book consists of many short chapters as opposed to few longer chapters. This is to make it more consumable and easier for those who want to jump between sections. Due to the book's storytelling format, I think you'll enjoy it more if you read it from cover to cover. However, it has been modularized, so you won't be totally lost if you skip a chapter or two that doesn't particularly interest you. While listening to audio programs is more convenient and allows for multitasking, your comprehension does take a hit. I'd encourage you, actually, to read the book if you can. When I listen to audiobooks that I actually want to learn something from, I usually listen to the chapters multiple times, and I listen to them while I'm doing something else that's relatively mindless, like cardio at the gym or commuting. You'll notice this book contains a lot of brain science and health information. I've tried to strike a balance between substantiating my claims with scientific references and maintaining readability. If you're skeptical of a biohack that I talk about, check out the science I cite or search on my website, limitlessmindset.com, where I have hundreds of detailed articles in which I provide significant clinical evidence for anything mentioned here. After reading, give your mind a little downtime to metabolize the information into wisdom. I try to read in the evenings before going to bed. The digital and print editions are somewhat limited to just text on a page, what a book is supposed to be. If you find a chapter particularly interesting, I encourage you to check out the version of it I've published here at limitlessmindset.com/htbce-dl. This is where I've created media-rich chapters with photos, videos, and additional links to resources. And that link you will also find via the PDF or QR code for this audiobook. Do yourself a big favor. If you're reading the digital edition, use white text on a black background, which you can enable in settings if you're reading at night. About the audiobook, I have a face for radio and a voice for radio. So I've recorded and produced this audiobook for your listening pleasure. I'll give it to you for free as a token of appreciation for choosing to spend your time with me. If you like audio programs, you'll want to listen to the Limitless podcast, which you'll find at limitlessmindset.com/podcast. I encourage you to subscribe to it via the CastBox app. This is the best app for listening to audio programs. It's free and commercial free. Feel free to share this book. This book will always be free to anyone it could help. Downloadable versions of it are available wherever you got the book. There are several books I've read that were given to me as gifts or that the authors made available for free download, which profoundly changed the trajectory of my life for the better. The stuff in this book has really helped me and can help this often ignored and abused unsung group of people with physical imperfections. If I can liberate just one person from their self-made, invisible prison of self-loathing by making this book free to download, it's totally worth it to me. A huge thank you to those of you who actually bought it, despite my best efforts to give it away for free to the world, there's this phenomena of sunk cost motivation. If you pay for something, even if it's not very expensive, you're much more likely to follow through, take action, and actually improve your life. And you can pay for this book at my website, or not. Next, frequently asked questions. LimitlessMindset.com is visited by thousands of people every month, so I'd like to address some of the questions I've received about this book.
Why write a book?
For over a decade, I've had a dynamic conversation with the life hackers and biohackers of the world via the Limitless Mindset blog and video channels. However, I've recently become aware of how non-optimal a format blogs and videos are for conveying powerful information that can be deeply transformative for those who need it the most. I read The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains, and learned that the HTML formatting of information on websites and the high distraction layout of YouTube or other popular video platforms severely retards our reading comprehension and metabolism of information into knowledge. Reading books is a very different mode of thinking and a sublime pleasure. It's one of the few ways to really reside in someone else's head and think their thoughts. Reading books entails an intangible romance with a writer that reading blog articles or watching videos doesn't capture. Furthermore, throughout my life, people have told me that I was a raconteur, a skilled storyteller. Thus, this book will be a memoir of my adventures, misadventures, and learning experiences. Next.
There are already a lot of self-help books out there. Why is yours worth reading?
Again, most self-help books follow a very predictable formula that makes for uninspiring reading. I've opted to illustrate the life hacking strategies and tools with storytelling. I think this memoir will have significantly more entertainment value than the average self-help book. Furthermore, I do something that's disappointingly rare in nonfiction, which is thorough meta-analysis of human performance studies. Every month around the world, hundreds of new scientific trials are published, but they remain inaccessible. And every month, many thousands of blogs and articles are published online, but many of them simply rehash what other bloggers are saying or attempt to grab clicks with sensationalistic headlines. There are surprisingly few writers like me who actually delve deeply into placebo-controlled science and present it in well-researched articles and writing that are consumable for the public. Next question.
Your Twitter bio says that you're a smart drug dealer. Is this book just going to be an extended catalog of the supplements and biohacking products that you promote?
No. Nootropics, smart drugs, and biohacking have been a massive game changer for my life. I'm not aware of a self-help philosophy that even comes close to the transformational bang that you get for your biohacking buck spent. For over a decade, I've been studying nootropics and consulting biohackers on how to use them to accomplish their goals. I will touch on some nootropics and biohacking products in the book, but I'm aware that not everyone can afford these products or has access to them, so they're not the focus of the book. Next question.
I don't really struggle with a physical imperfection. What should I do with this book?
I know that a lot of you in my audience are very good-looking people. I'd encourage you to get this book and give it to someone in your life who is not so fortunate. It may really help them. If you're concerned about offending them, I'll include instructions for sharing the digital version anonymously with them. Alternatively, you can obtain the print version and leave it where they're likely to find it. Next question.
How do you define a physical imperfection? Aren't we all physically imperfect? Almost all of us are less beautiful than an airbrushed Megan Fox or Channing Tatum.
Well, yes, but some of us have conspicuous physical imperfections. Thanks to a birth defect, accident, medical condition, or just an unlucky roll of the genetic dice, we have something about us that is not within the normal spectrum of the natural human physical form. It's likely the first thing that people notice about us when they meet us. This is a unique challenge that cannot be overcome simply by being confident, faking it until you make it, or reading books about self-esteem. Thriving despite a glaring physical feature requires an uncommon set of barely legal biohacking tools, social dynamic strategies from the fringes of polite society, and rapid mindset transformation technologies, which this life hacking manifesto delves deeply into. Next question.
In your newer vlogs, you now wear an eye patch. Why did you make this change?
On my 40th birthday, yeah, I look pretty good for my age, don't I? I decided to correct one of my most grievous errors and cover up my crossed eye in public. I should have done this earlier. There are a few good personal development lessons in why I didn't. First, casting your identity in stone kills growth. And let's be honest, I made cross-eyed my identity. I was the unapologetically cross-eyed guy. But more recently, I had the most mind-blowing day of my life as a biohacker, and it reminded me that personal growth and embracing adventure demand a flexible identity. It's okay to hold to a couple of core values and principles, but certainty is the enemy of edifying evolution. Identity and certainty often go hand in hand. Mark Manson explains this better than I in his book. He recommends not being too married to an identity as it closes you off to transformation and growth. Manson's law of avoidance is,
the more something threatens your identity, the more you will avoid it. I say don't find yourself. I say never know who you are, because that's what keeps you striving and discovering, and it forces you to remain humble in your judgments and accepting of the differences in others.
I wrote an essay about sex addiction. In it, I made the point that it's an especially bad idea to have your identity married to something negative. Then I looked at the man in the mirror. I had allowed my public identity to become entangled with my ugliest feature. Also, what got me here won't get me there. In this book, I describe a multitude of life hacks for improving your looks, networking up, and sharpening your social skills. And the life hacking approach paid such dividends that I ignored what had held me back from being more successful in business and its obvious solution, my crossed eye and an eye patch. Finally, I was letting the trolls and bullies limitly. I've been on the receiving end of a couple of decades of trolling and bullying, which has imbued me with skin a couple of miles thick. Oddly, this has given me a quantum of respect for the schoolyard bullies who used to call me Four Eyes or whatever. They at least had the balls to do it in person, unlike the multitudes of cowardly internet trolls who hid behind anonymous usernames and anime profile photos. The correct response to the congruence testing that the universe hurls at you. By congruence testing, I'm talking about shit testing from women, bullying from men, and petty rules made by petty tyrants. The correct response to this congruence testing is almost always to smirk and keep doing what you're doing. I've got a real defiant streak. So as long as the internet trolls bullied me about my crossed eye, I just kept showing my unafraid face to defy them. But really, my crossed eye is a costly conversion optimization problem for my content, message, and livelihood. Over the years, many well-meaning people stumbled upon my videos and questioned genuinely.
Can smart drugs, nootropics, or biohacking make you cross-eyed?
No. These things can have some very strong effects, and even negative effects in rare cases. But they don't cause strabismus, which I have, or make anyone cross-eyed. If they did, it would be very well documented in the human clinical studies on nootropics, which encompass many thousands of individual participants. You can search PubMed, but it is not. If they did, there would be anecdotal reports to this effect in the biohacker forums, but there aren't. There's just me. Now, nobody will be dissuaded from trying nootropics or biohacking because of the way I look, thanks to this stylish eye patch made by a master leather worker on Etsy. For the longest time, I told myself naively that my message would bear fruit in the fertile soil of those minds who might overlook my imperfection. But I'm 40 now, fifth decade on planet Earth, and it's really time to leave behind naivete. Next question.
Does the eye patch change how people treat you?
On the internet, I get fewer trolling comments about my appearance and fewer pirate jokes than I expected the eye patch would elicit. Out in public, at the numerous swanky cocktail parties I attend, just kidding, as a brand new dad, I don't make it to many cocktail parties these days. I note that people pay just a little more attention to me. Very few people ask me about it. When they do, I give them a version of this silly story, which I posted on social media. Yes, I'm wearing an eye patch now, and it's finally time I told the truth about why my eye is like that. It begins with my mother. After college, she took a solo Euro trip, the kind of spiritually expansive journey you go on before seed oils ruin everything. She ends up in Crete. She's big into hiking, sunlight exposure, and keeping her circadian rhythm synced with the Mediterranean daylight cycles. Just really living her best proto-biohacker life. She goes hiking along the coast. There were caves. Of course, there were caves. And in one, there was this big opening in the roof where the sunlight streamed in, like something out of a perfume commercial. She stood there, basking in the moment, contemplating her future, so full of mystery and adventure. Then, that's when she hears a voice behind her, a deep melodic murmur in Greek. She turns around and sees a cyclops. Yes, a literal living one-eyed man mountain, glistening with olive oil and ancestral masculinity. He's wearing some kind of animal hide that definitely hadn't been sanitized. She freezes. He smiles. "Don't be afraid," he says. "Welcome to my cave." And he did say it in perfect English, by the way, with a bit of a charming island accent. Now, my mother is a bold woman. She didn't backpack across Europe to not vibe with supernatural beings. They got to talking. He noticed she only had a couple of protein bars for lunch, and being a gracious host, he offered her some traditional Cretan teas and locally fermented biodynamic wine, which he explained was made by his cousin, a winemaker who only listens to goats to decide when to harvest. They talked. They laughed. The Cyclops listened, really listened. At one point, he said, "You've been hiking all day. Would you like a foot rub?" And you can see where this is going. Yes, my mom banged the Cyclops. There in his cave beneath the ancient sky. Because YOLO. Because Wanderlust. Because YOLO. Because Wanderlust. Because when a muscular, mythological being offers you cheese, wine, and affection, you say yes. She lost track of time. The conversation, the connection, it was so deep, so magnetic, so primal. She found herself lost there in an unbearable lightness of being moment. And I won't reveal too many lurid details, semicolon, but we all know that there's really no such thing as safe sex. And it was the 80s, and my mother lived dangerously. And that, dear reader, is how to use a semicolon with salacious style. Style that throws caution to the wind, as my mother did there in that cave below foreign stars. Midnight came, and just as their climactic union reached its apex, a bolt of lightning out of nowhere, a pure freak act of nature or perhaps divine intervention, struck the Cyclops on the back mid-thrust. He died instantly. My mother survived. Traumatized. She was an American woman, so traumatized, of course. Barefoot and slightly tipsy, she staggered out of the cave, made it back to her hostel, and chalked the whole thing up to a heat stroke hallucination. Until a few weeks later, her period was late, and that is how I was conceived. A child of lightning, half cyclops, born of wine, goat cheese, and pure magnetic polarity, conceived in a cave during a wine-fueled union between woman and legend. It explains so much. The intensity that I bring to everything I do, my habitual rule-breaking, my perspective, my vision, or rather the lack of it in one eye, which brings us to this look with the eye patch. Over the years, Just a few commenters on my videos have pointed out, always very politely, that my naked face is not the most pleasant viewing experience. And for the longest time, I just said, be yourself unapologetically. And for the longest time, I embraced radical authenticity, full frontal weirdness, and no fucks were given. But I am a man who embraces reinvention the way that Cyclops embraced my mother. So it's time for a new look, and this is it. And that's my funny story. Hopefully you got a bit of a laugh out of it. If you're cross-eyed, you've probably contemplated wearing an eye patch. It made a lot of sense for me as a public figure, but I can't tell you whether or not to do it. It will make you look kind of like a James Bond villain, but it also cuts off half your field of vision. Look twice before crossing streets. You have very little to lose by trying an eye patch. Only the boldest of drunks will make dumb jokes at your expense. Most people will instead wonder quietly if you lost an eye serving in the military or in a knife fight once upon a time in Mexico. Finally, thank you for choosing to spend your precious time reading my book. I certainly welcome any feedback you might have. Feel free to get in touch with me on social media or drop me an email at jr@limitlessmindset.com. Oh, hey, you listened all the way to the end. So there must be something in this chapter from this oddly titled book that you connected with. I'm its author, and being a business genius, I just gave it away for free to the world. You can download the digital or audio edition via the link below, and feel free to share it with whoever. Or if you want to get some cost motivation working for you, and then that's how to really get an ROI out of the personal growth content you consume. If you want to get some cost working for you, I've also got links below to where you can purchase the updated and revised third edition of the book in audio, digital, or print. And if you're trying to decide between those three, I suggest print. It's a little more expensive, but the print edition actually includes the digital book and the audiobook via a QR code at the back. So you can listen to it if you want. And then you will have the print edition of the book on your bookshelf for years or decades. And who knows, maybe one day someone else will pick it up and read it, who it could really help. That's kind of a special thing about print books. I went with Lulu for the print because they will actually print and ship the book from near you almost anywhere in the English-speaking world. So you can get my book in your hands fast with no international shipping headaches. I'm Jonathan Roseland, looking forward to a continued conversation with you. On the internet you spied a man whose age was hard to guess with a pirate visage. A man who was cross-eyed with just one eye. This man was such a business genius that he wrote a book and gave it the worst title, How to Be Cross-Eyed. Then a business genius truly verily, for he gave the book away to all. The book was banned at Amazon and you were further intrigued. You don't have to be cross-eyed to enjoy this book thriving.
requires an uncommon set of barely legal biohacking tools, social dynamic strategies from the fringes of polite society and rapid minds and transformation technologies. Which this life hacking manifesto delves into deeply. The final line of the book's blurb intrigued you. I found the happiness I didn't even damn about and realized my dream of becoming an adventuring philosopher. Within the book, you were presented with a table of contents broken into five parts. Mindset, life hacking, biohacking, social damage, venture to venture, and the foreword spoke to you. You're physically imperfect, so am I. I know that moment as well as you do. On the internet, you spy the man whose age was hard to get. Formulaic platitudes of the self-help genre, the story titan gripped you. From the dance floors of Medellin, Colombia, and an unknown Caribbean islands, to entanglements with spies and key women. Almost dying twice underwater, and we shall say nothing of the sex in Maseratis. The raconteur revealed a deeper truth. Like Neo bending a spoon in the Oracle's apartment, you'll be amazed at how reality can be bent to your desire by just asking persistently. The prose and writing were beautiful. A picture was painted, a sight worth traveling all the way to that cold and soulful country. Is a bare-legged woman dressed like she walked right out of the pages of a fashion magazine, wearing high heels, striding with indifferent confidence across the jagged sidewalk, cracking warp from winter after winter of freezing and thawing ice. As you turned toward the final page, you were convinced that salsa dancing, smart drugs, and coconuts were indeed the ultimate life hacks. The mainstream self-help platitudes and advice will not get you that far. Powerful tools to wrench back control of your life from your selfish genes, the petty tyrants that surround you and your internal demons. And the book left you wondering what Sprezzatura meant. On the internet you spy, internet you a man whose age was hard to guess. A man whose age was hard to guess, with a piratey visage. A man who was cross-eyed, with just one eye straight. So much he did in visage.
The author has gotten so rich as the internet's smart drug dealer that he flagrantly gives his books away to all who ask. But if you prefer to pay $9 for it, he'll take it all the same. Edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com.